They are very unlike a bird that you typically think of sitting at a bird feeder. You know, definitely not that kind of bird.
I'm Flora Lichtman with Scientific American's Science Quickly. Today, episode 3 of our 4-part fascination on really big birds. We're going on a gargantuan goose chase.
I love talking about these big birds because most people, you know, think ostrich and they think that's big. But actually, they were real giants around at one time.
This is Anusia Chinsami-Turan of the University of Cape Town in South Africa. And she's talking about the dromornithids. That's their scientific name. But in big bird circles, you'll hear them called thunderbirds.
Their name, the thunderbirds, is really quite wonderful because kind of immediately you can understand these really large animals coming.
Thunderbirds lived in Australia, and they had a long run. The earliest members of the group date back 50 million years or so, and one species persisted to about 40,000 years ago. And there was one thunderbird that was more thunderous than the rest.
The largest are the thunderbirds called Dromornis sturtoni, and they are known from the late Miocene, about 8 million years ago.
Here's what to picture.
I think it's like an overgrown ostrich. Just kind of bigger, big beaks. The bones would have been heavier, more bulkier, more robust.
But like a lot bulkier and more robust.
Absolutely. They're some of the hugest birds on the planet, or were on the planet.
This is paleontologist and thunderbird expert Trevor Worthy.
They got up to a whopping great 1,300 pounds, which is quite a lot. 10 times a human.
A bird the size of a cow.
Yeah.
They were huge in almost every way.
They've got no discernible wings. The bit that pokes out of the side of the body is 4 inches. It isn't going to make a dent in the feathers.
They're not flying. Their closest living relatives are ducks and geese, and that's another thing you could picture. Just a gigantic goose trundling across a lush landscape. Australia was greener 8 million years ago, grazing on plants and fruits.